Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me, keep scrolling. We're just going to keep doom scrolling. Or she'll be like, damn, Brett, I need some more details on that story. And this is a story that might be the craziest story I've ever told, Hannah.
What?
A dad faked his death and abandoned his family to go be with his mistress. But it is crazy.
Whoa.
That is so horrific. I don't need any more details. Keep moving.
All right. We'll never know how he did it and the craziness that went through. What do you do that's even more intimate than sex?
What?
People are talking about special things they do with their significant other that they say is even more intimate than sex. Some of them are like really like, I don't know, caring and loving, like caring for them when they're sick, injured or hurt or recovering. More intimate than sex. Saying, I saw this thing of you and thought of you, got it
That's
for you.
That's very sweet.
Some of them are just like interesting stages of a relationship that shows like the level of intimacy, like reading books together, but not like to each other. You're just reading a book in the same room and not talking. Shows like
a level
of intimacy. Putting IKEA furniture together with someone. Definitely
That's
a
big test.
Yeah, intimacy in a test. Having food poisoning together in a single bathroom apartment.
Ooh,
more intimate than sex.
I don't wish that on anybody.
Do you use ChatGPT to diagnose you? I'll tell you how accurate it is.
I don't. I'm really not a ChatGPT-er.
A lot of people do this,
I don't
though.
Even say it right. I always say ChatGPT.
No, yeah, it's ChatGPT. AI.
GPT.
A lot of people are turning to AI to ask questions about health-related stuff. Stop doing that. Researchers asked 100 questions. AI got it right. Only 37% of the answers
were correct.
Isn't it interesting when you like chat me? You think you're going to get the right answer from
and
it.
And people use it as therapy.
And people
Please.
Use it as therapy.
Keep
like,
it
yeah.
moving.
Men look better in this color.
What color? Black?
Oh, I'm out of time. I guess we're never going
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Can someone help us out with this? What is social etiquette if you're out in a like group setting and someone offers to buy a drink? Is it rude to turn that down? Like, no, I'm good. Or are you supposed to accept it? 855-444-MEGA. The number to call in and tell us if this is rude or not to decline a drink is 855-444-6342. You're in a group setting. Someone's like, hey, let me buy you a drink, Hannah. And you're like, no. Is that rude? What's the social etiquette?
I hope not, because that's what I do like every time I go out.
Really? No matter who it is?
Steady decline.
What if like someone's just being friendly? Why do you decline?
I don't know. I know that people can just be nice, but for some reason I get like I'm scared of someone taking it the wrong way. So I would rather it just be safe. Like I don't want people to
think
like
you say
like
the
I'm,
wrong way, you mean flirting.
Yeah, and I don't want people to take it that way. So it's funny because my boyfriend Julian will always be like, "Damn it, say yes." Like, "Say yes."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No, I want you to buy me a drink." So yeah, I usually decline. I actually just did 2 weekends ago.
Really? Someone just comes up and says, would you decline a drink, Kevin?
I would not, no. I don't think somebody's coming up to me. You know, I think that that's
not in
the,
a flirtatious way.
Right.
But I think sometimes we do
that's
think
that's what I get scared of. I don't want to be seen as a flirt or like I'm open.
I think universally the answer should be yes. You should always accept a drink. Doesn't mean it has to be an alcoholic.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beverage, like
then I feel like you owe them like a conversation and then it's awkward.
No,
definitely owe them a conversation.
Why?
You can't just take a drink and dip.
You're not a prostitute. We don't have the pain for anything. Like this is saying, I think it's rude. Like if someone offers you a drink, like, you know what? Like Yeah, I'll take a Coke. You know, like, I just think they want to be nice. I think the social etiquette...
Or they want to flirt, or they want to talk to you.
It's
so
different for guys and girls.
Really?
It just is. I've declined plenty of drinks in
my
day.
Yeah, you're rude.
And anytime it's coming from a guy, it 99% of the time is flirting.
Yeah. Are they, get over your guys' selves.
No, I think it has to also be when it's coming in the conversation. Like, if it's right off the bat, it is a, hey, sit down and
for
talk
sure
to me.
Yes.
But if it's like you've talked for a while and you say, hey, may I buy you a drink or something, I think then there's more of the, I think you'll be willing to accept that drink because you've already kind of talked. Right?
I do think, do people do that? Is that how people flirt? I mean,
yes.
I haven't been out the game for
that's
like ever.
That's a big flirty
so people,
thing.
So people still do that cliche line, they just walk up like, can I buy you a drink, girl?
Yes.
Really? Or are
or
they
like,
just
hey,
being
I'm getting
polite?
Something. Do you want something? No, I can buy my own drink.
No, that's rude. See, no, we know you can buy your own thing. That's what I'm afraid of. I think you come across as pretentious if you say no. Like, I could buy my own drink. Like, I know you can. I didn't say you can. I'm trying to be nice, and you're not accepting my niceness, and then I think you're being rude. So that's how I say it.
I think it's all in how you say it. Like, if you're like, oh, can I buy you a drink? And you're like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Yeah, that's
I think
rude.
That's totally fine.
No. I'm good. Why? Why are you so good? I just feel like I want to.
Because I'm talking to my friend and I'm content. Why are you barging
in? What about in professional settings?
Well, that's
like
different.
A professional, like a management offer.
Well, I think that's
I don't know.
I think you totally accept on that.
AB, we went out to a business meeting and AB didn't drink. She only drank water at the table. Is she being rude?
I don't think so. No. I think it'd be rude to force me to drink.
Not alcohol. You could drink a Coca-Cola. I think you should. It feels, you feel like you're don't.
In business settings, I will say I feel more obligated to get
something. Yeah, because you feel like you want nothing.
It feels rude to decline it then, but when you're at some random bar and some random guy's coming up to you,
yeah,
I'm
saying
no.
Yeah, I feel like that's different. All Every time our boss has ever offered to get me a drink, I've never declined.
That's because he will drink fruity drinks with you. He drinks like a daiquiri. Like, hey girl, you wanna get out of his flirtini martini with me?
He does.
We
actually, him and I
should we get two?
I've been texting recently. I've been sending him TikToks about Bloody Marys because that's
his.
Yeah,
that's his go-to.
He does. Yeah. All right. 855-444-MEGA 855-444-6342. If someone offers you to buy a drink, is it rude to decline? What's the social etiquette? I don't know if you heard, she got engaged this week, Taylor Swift.
Really?
We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. If someone offers you a drink, are you obligated to say yes? Is it rude to decline? Someone's like, hey, let me get you, I'll get this round. And you're like, I'm good. That's how it comes across to me. I feel like you almost come across like, I don't know, like pretentious. I feel like it's not proper social etiquette
to say no
to a drink. I feel like you don't have to like have an alcoholic beverage with me, but you can't have a like a soda water with a lime. Like you can't just making it socially awkward for like, okay, then I'll sit here and have my drink, whether it's a cocktail or a Coke, and you're just gonna sit there and sip on nothing.
But what's more awkward? Okay,
the hose.
Well, no, if
out
you
back.
What's more awkward though? You accept the drink and then you leave. I mean,
literally, it's awkward regardless.
You guys can fake it. Okay. By the way, yesterday you guys said the guy should have ordered the food and faked it and let it sit there. And now you can't order a drink and fake it? Like, what's these hypocrites on my show
here? I don't
want
to waste somebody else's money and time if I don't want to talk to them and I don't want to drink.
Oh, my God.
I have them in my
It's a Coke. It's $1.20.
$1.20? Where are you getting your soda recently?
That's fair. That's fair. 855-444-MEGA. Kirsten, do you think you can decline a drink if someone offers it to you? Is that considered rude?
I think if you're like, if you came there just to have like, you know, some time to yourself and somebody's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Be like, I appreciate the offer, but not this time. Thank you, though.
I could be like,
think that's a good response.
That is a good response.
That way you're not being rude, but you're also like not saying, you know, it's not going to happen ever.
I think it's a good response, but it also leaves a lot to be interpreted. Like, okay, when's next time? Should we put it in the calendar?
If you ask me that question, no.
Like, yeah, see, like that. Like, I think you should be like, yeah, I could take a drink. You can stay on your end of the table. Doesn't mean we need to.
No, you can't do that.
Why are guys so stupid? Just because they buy you
question.
A drink.
Yeah. That's a different segment.
Yeah. Just because they bought you a drink doesn't mean you have to talk. It's saying like, oh, especially if you're like, if we're friends and I buy Hannah a drink and then AB's like, I'm good. I'm like, what's your problem? That's what I think.
Then I start thinking, oh my gosh, do they want to be more than friends? And then I go into a spiral.
Not everyone is trying to be your man. Some people are just trying
to speak for yourself.
Some people are just trying to hydrate you.
Maybe. We just got a text that says, if someone offers to buy me a drink, I usually just say, no thanks, I'll just take the money.
Oh my God.
That's really funny.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. Now that's good. Yeah, no, I'm good. Just
give me your express card.
Give me that $1.25 for that soda.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy Friday. It's Labor Day weekend, a long weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy with some friends and family. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yeah, it's safe to say the Kelseys have had their hands a little full lately, maybe just a little busy. I'll share their take on all the craziness they've had lately next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I mean, guys, we've had just like a hell of a week. We had the PSL drop, Sabrina's album dropping, back to school, and no biggie, Taylor and I almost said Travis Swift. And Travis Kelce got engaged.
He should change his name.
Yeah, he should. So I know that I've just been waiting to hear like more and more for them. And yesterday we got a new little Heights tease that came out. And Travis basically just like reflected on all the craziness that's taken place lately with the two of them.
Friend of the show, Taylor Swift finally made her new Heights debut.
Shout out to Tay Tay. We're up over, I think, like 20 million views on YouTube right now.
No, it's done really well.
Last I looked.
It was incredibly generous. It was awesome.
I mean, yeah, they've had it. Well, I'm still not over her going on New Heights to release that she had a new album. And it's safe to say that Travis loves this album.
I keep listening to this album. And I know she mentioned that it's going to be a lot more pop beats and everything, but it's still so poetic in how she, like, her melodies and her references and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun to listen to, man. I've been dancing all throughout the house.
I think the cutest thing is to watch picture Travis dancing to, like, pop music all over the house. Yeah. But the thing I think we love about Taylor and Travis is they're, like, this ultimate power couple that's, like, got their own thing going on. And still so supportive of each other's careers. It goes to show you that you can do it all, I guess, in some ways, right? And so I think, like, Taylor knowing who Xavier Worthy is in the middle of the podcast, hilarious. And him saying, I'm obsessed with her music, and using words like her writing is poetic, is beautiful.
Do you believe him?
100%. I honestly think that Travis gives every guy, like, hope. Because there's interview after interview when he was, like, coming out of college. Like, Taylor Swift was his celebrity crush. And he went and, like, took a shot with his little band, like, friendship bracelet and said, I want you. And then he got his celebrity crush. I think he loves Taylor's music. He always loved Taylor's music. For whatever reason, he's been a Taylor fan, and now he's marrying his celebrity crush.
Well, now he's converted his brother to be a giant Swiftie, too.
I'm knee-deep right now in the Swiftie Easter egg hunting. I am
Are
all
you?
Over. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you know I am because I keep sending you and Tay like stuff I keep reading. Like, I know you guys don't want to read it, but I'll make you guys read it because I'm interested.
You know what I love the most about that isn't even that he said he's like an Easter egg hunter now, is that he called Taylor Swift Tay. I feel like that's like total sister-in-law vibe.
I know. I just keep thinking, like, so obviously only a few people probably listen to Taylor Swift's album. She's like said that. Like, there's like a small circle that she gives the album to beforehand. Jason's probably not one of the guys, right?
Right.
And so Jason is like the brother-in-law who's so like supportive and curious, like,
leaning for
and
it.
Seeing all the Easter eggs, because there's so much speculation about the album and was she dropping hints, and he's like, is this one true? Is this one true? It's like on the group text. Like, that's the Jason's what he's doing. Like, Taylor, what about this one? She's like, leave me alone, man. The album comes out in a month.
I love it.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. I'm going to need a number. People, I need a number. Average person needs a vacation every... the average person needs a vacation every...
I'm going to say every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
Twice a year.
All right.
I think it's every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Okay, I think it's, bougie.
I think it's every 2 months.
Every 2 months. Yeah. Wow. Kevin's the closest.
Okay. Mm.
I need a number if you guys are going to throw out exact days or months. 855-444 Mega, if you want to guess the Mega Mind question of the day, average person needs a vacation. How many days does it go by and you're like, man, I need a vacation? I'll tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Mind.
Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. A lot of people taking vacations for Labor Day. When does the average person need a vacation? How many days, months?
So I guess 6 months, but apparently that wasn't right.
No, it's not twice a year. The answer is every 110 days, average person needs to take a vacation.
How many months is that?
It's about three.
A little over three
and
months.
And
so
three,
Kevin, yeah, yeah, three and a half. Kevin
three
said
half,
3 months.
Like
it wasn't far away.
We'll say Kevin gets the dub.
Travis and Taylor got engaged. Let's decide their bridal party for them because they need our help. 3 minutes from now. It's the wedding everyone is talking about. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. It's the Brett Mega Show. Let's decide their bridal party for them. They're busy. They got football season going on. They got an album.
Yeah, let us just take care
weddings
of
weddings are stressful. Hannah and AB's friends, best friends, are getting married. You guys know how stressful it is. Your besties probably have asked you guys, have both, to pick up some of the heavy lifting when it comes to the wedding, right? Not you, Hannah, actually. Hannah, we know your experience at the bridal parties.
I just got assigned yesterday a new job for the wedding, but I don't think I'm allowed to share what it is. It has to do with body parts.
What?
I'm assigned to like check body parts and make sure they're okay.
Oh, to make sure like everything's good.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that every bridesmaid has to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could say that. I think that's okay. Like, okay. Everyone has that person like, hey, make sure everything looks okay or good. Nothing flops out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tucked in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone has to be
that
friend. Yeah. That's
body patrol.
I don't necessarily know if that's a big role. Bridal party assignment person? Like, I can't even think about this.
That's big.
You help. That's big. Taylor's asked us to step up and choose the bridesmaid. She trusts us. So I will give you a celebrity. You tell me yes to being a bridesmaid or no. Hold up a sign. For this person actually posted as soon as the engagement happened, when your bestie gets engaged, calling her bestie, Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Yes.
Without question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I said yes, but
they're OGs.
Selena Gomez was just on her bachelorette party with Benny Blanco, like in Mexico or Italy. I don't know where they're on some cool boat. And Taylor wasn't there. I thought that was weird.
She was probably getting engaged. She was busy.
Probably. Gigi Hadid. Another bestie.
No.
Yes.
I think a yes. I think that's
I don't know enough about their relationship, so I'm saying no.
I think Gigi's like one of her closest. Like it's Gigi and Selena are two closest. Blake Lively. Think she moves back in?
I don't
think so. They're beefing. No.
By the wedding?
Too much bad press could come from that.
Taylor's
too smart for it.
Oh, you think yes? See, I think they get the invite.
They've been friends for so long.
Maybe not anymore. I'm saying no.
I think it depends on when the wedding happens. If this court...
You didn't even hold up a sign.
I put no.
Oh.
I think this legal... Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively both refused to give up on the legal stuff. If the legal stuff was over, I think they could move on. But I just think that lawsuit might be going on when they're like...
Taylor doesn't want beef at the wedding, so she doesn't want Blake Lively's bad press.
You don't think Blake Lively's going to be there?
Oh, she'll be at the wedding.
She'll be there.
No, I don't think she will. Brittany Mahomes.
No. Yeah. I'm getting mad at people saying this.
Oh, 100%
Are they that close?
No.
You know what?
They made their first public appearance. They went to a Cincinnati college football game for the Bearcats, and it was Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes.
Like one of those couples where you're forced to be friends with the wife.
Best friend.
Patrick's going to be part of the, groom's bridal.
I think he's a groomsman, too.
Yeah, he's a groomsman.
Okay,
so
that doesn't mean that Brittany she's not.
I think Brittany's in there. I think it's a yes.
I think it's a yes,
There's always somebody in the party that you're like, I may not be that close to them, but because the person you're marrying is so close, there has to be...
That won't happen in my wedding.
Okay.
Guarantee it does. I guarantee this dude's like, hey, I really want this person to be at my wedding, and that he has a right to do that. Cause let's talk about the guy side of things. Every bride or every groom says that. Ed Sheeran, it's her bestie. Male best friend.
Oh, I think yes.
I think a yes. I think that...
He's going to be a groomsman?
Groomsman
yes.
Or a bridesmaid. No. I think Ed would be a bridesmaid.
I think Travis would be like, that'd be awesome, sure.
Yeah,
I think Travis would be down for that.
I think Ed's in. Jack Antonoff, who is her producer on everything.
This isn't a music ordeal.
I thought Jack actually had a better chance of Ed, but the way you guys reacted, I put Ed in there. But I think Jack is like her like closest, who she does music with, most intimate moments. I think if there's a guy in the wedding, it'll be Jack.
He's an usher.
I think Jack could
have, the ushers are Jack and Ed Sheeran.
I think Jack could have been marrying them. Like that's like her guy.
I could see that more than him being a bridesmaid or a groomsman.
The person who went on tour with her, Jack also produced this album, Sabrina Carpenter.
No.
No. That's why I think it's like her little sister. Yes,
little
but
sister
not
vibes.
Best friend.
The flower girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our pure little Sabrina Carpenter little sister who just released an album.
And last big time celebrity that's super close to Taylor Swift, Sophie Turner. Yes.
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
I think so.
I think she's in it.
Yeah. So
she's probably last in line, but she's there.
And then us, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ushers. Well, as people walk in, let me seat you over here, you know, super big celebrity person.
You have a choice between Ed Sheeran and Brett Mega. Who's going to seat
you?
Yeah,
who's your pick?
Or if Kanye tries to interrupt the wedding, what better enforcer than Kevin?
Oh,
Kanye would
bouncer.
Show up to the wedding, see Kevin, and be like, I'm out. I'm not doing
this. As if the Kelsey brothers couldn't handle it themselves.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.